into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first of what could be many named storms of the Atlantic hurricane season bearing down on East Texas along the Gulf Coast. Tropical storm Alberto has forced folks like Rudy Torres and Corpus Christi to hunker down.
Stocked up on water, everything, and did all that. You know, we pretty much did everything we were able to do to take precautions. Bought extra batteries, lights, bought a couple of generators.
In New Mexico, fires have killed at least two people, and in the East, the heat continues to bear down. Russian President Vladimir Putin moving from North Korea to Vietnam. Before leaving Pyongyang, though, he signed a mutual aid pact with Kim Jong-un, former State Department official and now ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard.
There's really not much we can do about it. These are two pariahs. We really have no diplomatic means of influencing either country.
The state of Louisiana passing a bill requiring every public school classroom to display a copy of the Ten Commandments, the ACLU planning a lawsuit. This is ABC News. Manhunt in Arkansas for a suspected killer. Police say 50-year-old Stacy Lee Drake was spotted there. There's a warrant out for his arrest on homicide charges in Alabama. And Hunter McGee with the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says Drake's suspected of three murders in his state as well.
As soon as we were able to identify Mr. Drake, we let Arkansas authorities know, and we've been working constantly with them all night, all morning, and we will continue to until he's found.
Investigators say Drake was also buying camping gear. Police in Philadelphia looking for a suspect of their own after somebody opened fire last night on a crowd. Chief Inspector Scott Small.
We believe that they shot into this crowd intentionally, and someone in the crowd may have been the intended target.
A 16-year-old girl among the seven people who were hit. A cyber attack is targeting car dealers across the country, thousands using the same software provider unable to get to systems that manage their sales. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Have your power sport and outboard motor work done by a certified power sports technician. Jared is the right man for the job. Whether that job is a side-by-side, an outboard motor, an ATV, or a snowmobile. They're even an authorized dealer of Hewitt Dock and Lift Systems, but call them to install or remove docks of any brand. Your Power Sport Pro goes with you on the trail and on the water. Make sure it's someone you trust. Make sure it's Northwoods Service Center, your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Call Jared today at 715-518-9118 or find him next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls.
Play at the lake that pays this summer at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines in the North Woods or at our sizzling blackjack or poker tables. Don't forget to join the Lake Club and receive up to $200 free play. And download the Lake of the Torches Slots app for free online games. Satisfy your appetite with all-you-can-eat buffets or mouth-watering entrees. Then let your night come alive with fabulous entertainment. Summer's more fun at the lake.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. DNA testing confirms an arm found on an Illinois beach belonged to Shardae Robinson. Maxwell Anderson is accused of killing and dismembering the 19-year-old Milwaukee Area Technical College student in April. Other remains were found at different places around southeast Wisconsin. A big explosion Wednesday morning rocked downtown Madison and Civic Media's John and Gordy show. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
John and Gordy were about to wrap up their show when
they do crank out the oil.
Good Lord.
Well, what was that?
It shook nearby buildings, including Short Stack Eatery. Co-owner Sinead McHugh talked to our Gordy Young.
I totally thought it was thunder.
Two construction workers were hurt, but they're expected to be okay. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what North Wisconsin needs to know. Yesterday, the 19th, the Flambeau River YMCA had a groundbreaking ceremony. We met with Scott Schultz, executive director of the Flambeau River YMCA, for his thoughts and feelings on finally beginning construction on the project.
We're coming to a 2.5-year mark when this Y was announced in February of 2022, and now we're at the groundbreaking 2.5 years later, and all of those visions, all of those ideals and ideas that we have put forth in this vision are all coming to fruition right now. And in the next 10 months, we're going to see this Y, or this building, transform from a city hall to a YMCA right before our eyes. Before the snow falls, we're planning on construction, the exterior being completed for the building portion of the outside, so we can focus on the interior throughout our winter.
Construction is set to begin next week and is set to be completed within a year. I'm Austin Bermay, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. The memorial service for Darlene Roberts, 85 of Park Falls, who passed away on May 24th, is now set for 11 a.m. this Friday, June 21st, at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls, with Reverend Gwen Downing officiating. A visitation to be held Friday, June 21st, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the memorial service notice for Darlene Roberts, 85 of Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers with a high of 71. A few showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows around 53. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm on Friday, highs around 67. For Friday night, showers and storms, a low around 57. Saturday, showers and 72. Currently, 50 degrees.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, June 22nd for St. Croix Rod's Customer Appreciation Day. Join me, Big G, from 98Q Country, broadcasting live from 11 to 1. Register to win over $700 in prizes, including brewer tickets and a Chula Vista, Wisconsin Dells stay. St. Croix will be serving up Johnsonville brats and premium dogs. Visit Discovery Tent, attend pro staff seminars, meet rod designers, and explore deals at the factory store on retired rods and combos. Plus, enjoy a casting pond and more. It all casts off at 7 a.m. Saturday, June 22nd at St. Croix Rod, home of the best rods on earth in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Get high-quality paints and save big money on your next project now at Menards. Give your room a fresh new look with Pittsburgh Ultra Interior Paint. It's a painted primer in one that provides a durable, washable finish that can be made in thousands of colors. Save big money on Ultra Interior Paint and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
And then
there were two.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers training camp doesn't begin for another 4 weeks, but the team has already released one of their kickers, Jack Polensny out of Georgia. That leaves former Vikings kicker Greg Joseph and Anders Carlson, who replaced Mason Crosby.
Yeah, and I mean, it is business like usual. I mean, when I got here, there was another kicker here. I know a lot of people forget that, but the mindset doesn't change. Whether it's just zero guys or 10 guys here, I think kicking's unique because you can focus on yourself. You don't have to pass it to anyone else. It's you and the field goal post. It's really about focusing on yourself, and that's the mindset right now.
Baseball, the Brewers take on the Padres tonight in San Diego. Last night, the Crew beat the A's in Anaheim 2-0. This time, Freddy Peralta looked sharp, striking out 8 over 6 scoreless innings.
Everything was a little clearer for me because that you just said, mindset. I work on that in the last 4 or 5 days. Do whatever I need to do.
That's the Brewers ace, Freddy Peralta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning.
I wake up with you guys. I go to bed with you, too. Don't tell my boyfriend.
98Q Country.
So, you gotta have a tan a little bit. You see someone with a tan, and don't you think they're successful? Like, just a little glisten of a... Like, they seem like... I'm envious. Like, they seem like they have everything they want. You go, wow, look at you. You must be doing all right. Oh, yeah, I got a promotion. I won the lottery. I got a house on the beach. Wow, I can tell. You're so dark. You see someone else, they're all pale. Like, what happened to you? I lost my job. I'm getting divorced. I just got out of rehab. Oh, you better get some sun straight now. Your life. You don't even have a strap mark. What a loser. People act like it's a job. You go, hey, nice tan. Oh, thanks a lot. I've been working on it. Like it's an accomplishment, something to be real proud of. What'd you do today? I laid out. Well, at least you got something done. You're so aggressive. What a go-getter. You're going to be president if you get any darker.
Oh, hello and good morning.
98Q Country.
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen.
Somewhere else, after all, it was a great big world with lots. you at 98Q Country. Hope you are well on this first day of summer. We are almost halfway through the year 2024 already. I know. We've got a dry day for the most part today, but then we're going to see some chances of rain move in as we get into tomorrow. And especially on Saturday, I show 56 as our temperature right now. 70 is our forecasted high today with about a 40% chance of some rain. 80% chance tomorrow, 90% chance on Saturday. I'll be real honest with you folks, Saturday's not looking good. Saturday's not looking good. With a chance of rain throughout the day today, maybe an inch or so. Maybe even some thunderstorms mixed in there too. So Saturday is just not looking real good right now. If there's any way you could push stuff back to Sunday, Sunday is much better with a high of 75. Maybe still a little bit of rain on Sunday, but looking okay. We've got 56 as our temperature. Correction from earlier. I just kind of haphazardly said the Summer Olympics were in London, and they are actually in Paris. And close enough. I guess British and French are kind of two different languages. But I'm on the other side of the ocean, all right? So I'm close. So Paris. I've been seeing a few promos for it on TV. And there's even been a few. I think last night, didn't they have some of the Olympic swimming qualifying on also last night? So what do you like better? Are you a Summer Olympic person, or are you a Winter Olympic person? I guess up here, I would guess if I was to survey people on the street, probably winter would probably win out, I would guess. Personally, I enjoy winter more. And for the only fact that I enjoy winter more is that they're doing sports in the Winter Olympics that I would never even attempt. They're doing the luge. They're doing the ski jumping. They're going 100 miles an hour down these slalom courses. They're figure skating and jumping and doing things that I would never, even in my highest athletic of days when I was younger, would never have been able to do. Now, Summer Olympics, on the other hand, and I'm not saying that the athletes are any less impressive, but I could run a 100-yard dash. It'd take me a while, you know, a little longer maybe than the Olympic record, maybe a couple of minutes longer. I could do it. I could run 100, 200. I can jump a hurdle. I high jumped when I was a kid. So a lot of the stuff in the Summer Olympics is more of the stuff that you and I have done, swimming and stuff like that. They obviously do it at a very high level. But there's something about the Winter Olympics that they're just doing stuff that you're just shaking your head at. The snowboarding. Oh, yeah. So I know there's Summer Olympic stuff too that probably I would never do, but that's just me. I'll still watch the Summer Olympics. It's still fun to watch. So we'll, I think late July, did I see July 26th, I think, right around there was the start of the Summer Olympics. Is that a sun? That's a Saturday. It's a Friday. So opening ceremony somewhere around there. All right. What else? First day of summer, the longest day or the most daylight, I guess, for the entire year is the summer solstice, the first day of summer, which is today. What else do we have going on? I mentioned earlier this morning, if you haven't had a chance to see this new WNBA star, Caitlin Clark, who played with the Iowa Hawkeyes for a few years, and she was a sensation there. If you ever are flipping through your channels on your TV and you see the Indiana Fever playing, check out Caitlin Clark. There's a lot of great players in the WNBA, but she is fun to watch. She has a vision of the court that is that's very rare. Her ability to pass and shoot and score. She's a fun player to watch. I was watching a little bit of those games last night. What else? Oh, the Brady Bunch back in the news today. The Brady Bunch. So their house. The house that they recorded and filmed the Brady Bunch show in is actually in North Hollywood, California, and it was broken into on Tuesday. Broken into. Someone vandalized the home. I think it was a few years ago we reported it sold for like a few million dollars. which it'd be really weird to live in the Brady house, wouldn't it? It would just be kind of stupid weird. But somebody broke into it and apparently stole everything except for the artificial turf in the backyard. So they looked at everything. They're like, oh, we don't need that. How bad was that show, by the way? It's just one of those shows, the Brady Bunch, that was so bad that you just can't stop watching. It's kind of like Gilligan's Island. It's just so bad that you just keep watching for that entertainment factor and the fact that their backyard, which I think at some point someone, there was a lawnmower, I believe, in the garage, but the backyard was very noticeably artificial turf. It's horrible. Wonderfully horrible. Well, if you're looking to change careers or maybe a new career, we want to let you know that Sierra Pacific, they currently have member openings for crew members, $1,500 hiring bonus your first year, and they've increased their hourly wages. You can do 4 10-hour or 3 12-hour shifts. There's some optional overtime in there that's available too. SPI.careers if you want to check it out. SPI.careers, Sierra Pacific. You can go right to their offices in Medford and Merrill and apply also. An equal opportunity employer, including those with disability and veterans. SPI.careers is where you go to check that out. Very nice event yesterday. The groundbreaking for the new YMCA here in Park Falls. Very cool, very exciting. Hearing some of those clips with Austin on the news here this morning. What else do we have going on? The heat. Oh, my gosh, the heat. Record-breaking heat across the country. Very happy to be right here. I've always been a little bit baffled, and I know people like to travel in the summer and do things, and I get that. I get that. But personally, me, the last thing... after you go through winters here in northern Wisconsin, and you get really nice days like this, personally, me, the last thing I want to do is hop on a plane and fly somewhere that's 100 degrees and stinky humid or go to Vegas. Vegas, that's a winter thing now, all right? I know it's cheaper to go in the summer. I get it. And maybe you're one of those weirdos who likes the really, really hot weather. That's your own thing. But for me, waking up to 50 degrees and getting a high of 70, this is my Caribbean vacation, right? This is wonderful. This is wonderful to be able to walk outside and just like, whew, nice, nice. We'll take it. And we're in for a little bit warmer weather. Temperatures may get up into the 80s, you know, a couple of days over the next week or so. Not going to happen today with temperatures right around 70. Tomorrow and Saturday, like we mentioned earlier, looking to be a bit wet. We're going to talk Wisconsin high school sports. Jimmy Kuska, who is a northern Wisconsin guy who works with Civic Media now, and it's what he does. He covers sports, and they recently had a board meeting with WIAA, and they talked about some possible changes, and we wanted to get him in here and chat a little bit about the changing landscape of high school sports continues to change with NIL deals at some states. And the shot clock discussion, and the fact that the Badgers and Packers are now playing games on Friday nights, which used to be just left alone for high school football games, but now they're doing that stuff. So we'll talk with Jimmy about that coming up at 8:30 here this morning. Twice an hour, news and sports. Let's do it with ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first of what could be many named storms of the Atlantic hurricane season bearing down on East Texas along the Gulf Coast. Tropical storm Alberto has forced folks like Rudy Torres and Corpus Christi to hunker down.
Stocked up on water, everything, and did all that. You know, we pretty much did everything we were able to do to take precaution. Bought extra batteries, lights, bought a couple of generators.
In New Mexico, fires have killed at least two people, and in the east, the heat continues to bear down. Russian President Vladimir Putin moving from North Korea to Vietnam. Before leaving Pyongyang, though, he signed a mutual aid pact with Kim Jong-un, former State Department official and now ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard.
There's really not much we can do about it. Here, these are two pariahs. We really have no diplomatic means of influencing either country.
The state of Louisiana passing a bill requiring every public school classroom to display a copy of the Ten Commandments. The ACLU planning a lawsuit. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The embattled former chancellor at UW-La Crosse calls the charges against him bogus. Joe Gao is fighting to stay on as a tenured faculty member. He faced a disciplinary hearing Wednesday. Gao was demoted in December after he made pornographic videos and posted them online. Some researchers want the government to rethink subsidies to large farms to turn waste into fuel. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He calls biogas a greenwash.
Greenhouse gas emissions are the only problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Supporters say biogas production can be responsibly regulated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents of some good health practices ahead of fair season. According to health department officials, fairs can pose a great risk for the spread of disease, particularly ones with petting zoos. Officials are reminding residents that they should wash their hands thoroughly or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer after being around farm animals. Stay away from animals that look sick and wash their clothes when they get home to prevent the spread of disease. Over 1,700 East Duluth residents lost power on Tuesday morning when a dump truck hit a power line and caused a transformer to go out. According to the Duluth Police Department, the power outage affected people in the London Road and 18th Avenue East area, even shutting down some stoplights. London Road was closed to traffic from about 8 a.m. to 10:45 a.m., and Minnesota Power responded to the scene to begin restoring power shortly after the crash. Police did not say if anyone was injured in the crash. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
A good night for the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 win over the Angels. After a couple of rough outings, the Brewers' ace, Freddie Peralta, pitched 6 scoreless innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
I thought Freddie was terrific. His focus was really good. He was consistent when his windup and delivery are consistent. His pace is consistent. Really proud that Freddie battled the way he did tonight.
It's the Brewers' 4th series win in a row. Tonight, they open a 4-game set in San Diego against the Padres. NFL former Packers tackle David Bakhtiari on ESPN asked, how does he think the Jets will do with Aaron Rodgers?
I don't think it's very wise for any betting man to say that Aaron Rodgers is not going to make the playoffs. I mean, if you even just look at his total career, he's only missed it a very few times. And most of the times he has missed has been from injury. And I know even I've been on one of the teams, even when he did miss the majority of the season because of injury, he still came back.
That's David Bakhtiari with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
I'm just looking for a good time.
I love.
98Q Country.
Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think you're tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down. Around here we take care of
yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Looking better than me, and when I cook dinner and I buy me black, you better say. any man of mine. You gotta shimmy and shake, make the earthquake, kick, turn, stomp, then you jump, heel to toe, dose to dose, till your boots wanna break, till your feet and your back ache. But keep it moving till you just
Shania Twain, 98 Q Country. Well, for those of you with weekend plans, today appears to be the best day of the next two. I'm not saying tomorrow and Saturday are going to be total washouts, but the chance of rain is pretty significant. Both of those days, anytime they put the chance of rain at 90 to 100%, you're probably in for some wet stuff. Summerfest is kicking off this weekend in Milwaukee. And it runs for 3 weekends. Huge event down there. Maybe you're familiar with it. Maybe you've been down there. If you can go, we've got some tickets available for Summerfest. So if you'd like to go to Summerfest in Milwaukee any of the next 3 weekends, give Connie a call over at American Family. They've got some tickets available at 715-762-1999. And they'll limit it to a couple tickets per person on that, if you would. But they've got a few tickets available for Summerfest. So if you're headed that way or thinking about it, it is a huge event. I mean, there's some huge artists, country artists that play there. And I was there last year for the first time ever. And it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I had a good time. So if you're interested in Summerfest tickets, Milwaukee, it's going on the next 3 weekends. Give Connie a call over at American Family. She'll set you up with a couple of tickets, 715-762-1999. We have a lot of stuff going on. We're going to talk about this happening this weekend. We'll be at St. Croix Rods. Their annual customer appreciation. It draws crowds, huge crowds for that event. And Big G, I'm sure himself will draw a huge crowd. He'll be there from 11 to 1 broadcasting from that event on Saturday. We have the Park Falls Public Library with another free event today. It's called Randy Peterson. Randy Peterson presents Henry and the Treasure Chest. It's a fun musical way to talk about reading and books, and he mixes in a little pirate stuff with that too. So this is a part of the 2024 summer reading program. Free, absolutely free, courtesy of State Farm Insurance. 10 a.m. this morning, Park Falls Library. Head on over there. All ages are welcome to enjoy that show today.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Hey, hey, hey!
Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located at Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times rule.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Don't miss out. On Wednesday, June 26th, the Jubilee Band will be playing a selection of oldies, Christian, and pretty much a mix of everything at Chrysler Park for Wednesday Night Live. Featuring friends and family of the Eater family from Glidden, each member brings years of musical experience. Don't miss out at Chrysler Park for Wednesday Night Live in Park Falls at 6 p.m. on June 26th.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-43-BIBLE. That's 844-43-BIBLE. 844-43-BIBLE.
4th of July appliance savings are happening now at the Home Depot. Save up to $2,400 on select kitchen packages from brands like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Get the LG French door refrigerator with craft ice to keep your summer cool. Or upgrade to the LG Smart Top Load Washer with AI that selects optimal wash motions and settings. Get up to $2,400 off select kitchen packages at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid June 19th through July 10th. U.S. only. See store online for details. America's most reliable line of appliances per independent study.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give My Lowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th. So when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a My Lowe's Rewards member? Join for free today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers with a high of 71. A few showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows around 53. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm on Friday, highs around 67. For Friday night, showers and storms, a low around 57. Saturday, showers and 72.
It's 54 right now.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Berlow.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Nina conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
This radio station.
This is 98Q Country.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound street.